Alan Harrogate Town coming to town on Friday night. And the FA Trophy means a lot to Darlington, doesn't it?
It does. I think if you ask Tommy, it probably mean a little bit more to him than it does me. I was there watching, obviously, but Tommy's got fond memories of that day at Wembley, as have a lot of the supporters, as have I. But we want to try and create our own little bit of history, you know, by doing well in this competition. Progress as far as we can. Starts on Friday against Harrogate Town, who are a very good team. But we'll be looking to go to sort of turn them over, get a result, carry on improving as we have been. But yeah, it's a competition that for the non-league clubs, for the lower league clubs, is a very special one. You know, the one probably more of a focus, more important than the FA Cup, I would say, for a lot of teams, because it's a realistic sort of target, if you like.
Thing is, as well, that some of the teams in the National Premier, they're more concerned about getting into the Football League and in the playoffs there. And you get situations in which, for example, North Ferriby were in Conference North, as it was then. They got through to the final 3 years ago. So there's potential there for somebody from this division to do the same again.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you've got all different clubs, depending on how they're doing and what month it is. They've got different focuses, different sort of priorities. Ours at the minute is to progress up the league, to start winning games, to stop letting three in every week, but to progress up the league and to get into the playoffs, but also to do well in this trophy, you know, to do well in the FA Trophy. The FA Cup's obviously been and gone, a disappointing exit there, but the FA Trophy is something that we want to focus on and do well on. For other teams, I mean, like Harrogate Town that we're playing on Friday, you know, they're doing really well in the league, they're high flyers in the league. Now, we don't know for certain, but we have an inkling that their priority might be more the league. They might want to rest a few players. They might want to, you know, tinker with things, try out new sort of tactical shapes, and you know, and they have that sort of opportunity to do that because they're doing so well in the league. You know, they can afford to focus on that. So you don't. And other clubs, it'll be different again, where they might be down the bottom, and they might not want to risk players because they need them for the league game the following week. Everything's different, and like you say, there's other ones want to get into the league, the conference team needs want to get into the league, so it sort of creates an opportunity for us, a window for us to hopefully take advantage of.
You touched upon Darlow conceding three goals per game. Last Saturday, just conceded the one, and were punished for the one mistake, but overall though, you must have seen an improvement comparing last Saturday with previous games.
Yeah, I mean, what I've seen since I've come in is I've seen individual mistakes, isolated incidences costing us. Like you say, against Blythe, the Blythe game. I think I mentioned this on Saturday to you in the interview there. You know, we were doing great. We're well into the game. We've got a foothold in the game. We're coping with the conditions because it was extremely windy. But we're sort of controlling the game. We look solid. We look compact. We were playing football when we had the chance. Second half kicks off, we've had to make a forced change, which is disappointing because, like you say, we were doing so well. One little lapse in concentration and their first opportunity and they score, and that's it, game done. And then you're chasing it from there, you know. We're getting punished for our mistakes, but we're also making far too many mistakes, and that's what I've been working on. And it's been tough because I see a sort of hangover of what was. Perhaps they were overly restrained, overly shackled, if you like. You know, they had a role, and they weren't allowed to step outside that role. They had specific jobs. Obviously, with me and Tommy, I want them to defend well. I want them to be ruthless defenders. You know, making the right decisions. But we also want them to play with a little bit of freedom, a little bit of flair, a little bit of, you know, individualism. But in the right areas at the right time and making decisions. And I think taking decision making out of their hands has meant that trying to get them to start making the right decisions again is just going to take a little bit of time. It's taken a few weeks. I think it was better on Saturday, but again, one little thing, one little switch. And it wasn't just the fact that the cross got blocked, and it was a couple of things after that, the decisions after that. What do we do to react to that situation? How do we cope with it? A little bit of professionalism, if you like, but we're getting there. And I think hopefully people on Saturday saw an improvement. They saw what we're trying to achieve, and hopefully they'll keep supporting us and keep backing what we're trying to do and not get too frustrated.
At the other end of the field is going to be your debut, presumably on Friday night. Reece Dyche, the new striker, signed from Tamworth, already got 10 league goals to his credit this season.
Yeah, that's it. He came in this week. First training session yesterday. Tuesday. He nearly didn't make it. He was a bit late, but we sort of let him off. But yeah, he's a great lad. I think anyone who met him on Saturday, did you speak to him Saturday? He's a character, you know, he's a character, big strong lad, but he's bubbly, he's great having a changing room. He's got, the lads have taken to him already, cracking the lads up. I've seen him training on Tuesday, I've seen him play a couple of times, but training Tuesday, I liked it. That physicality, that sort of passion, that, you know, shooting at every opportunity, he can score goals, and that's what we want him to do, and he's proven to score goals. He's an exciting player for us to bring in. I think there's a few managers in other clubs in our league, in the league above, who are a little bit envious of the fact we've brought him in, and he'll be making his debut on Friday, and I'm looking forward to seeing how he does.
Is he the sort of player who you hope and will lift the performance levels of the other players in the team as well?
I see him, yeah, I mean, he brings quality, obviously. He brings quality and he brings goals, hopefully. And he brings physicality, but he brings a passion with him. I can see it in him. I can see. I was a bit like that. I wasn't the greatest player in the world, but I helped the players around me become better, I think, because I could organise, but I could motivate, and I used to demand from the players around me. And Stacey's one of them, I think. If something's not going right, if someone's not pulling the weight, he'll let them know. He'll tell them. But they'll hopefully respect that in the same way as when I was doing it. The lads used to put up with me a little bit because they knew that I would do it for them, you know what I mean? I would run through brick walls for them and I would give my all for them. Might not play well, but I'd give my all. So when I sort of dished out a little bit of stick or a little bit of whatever it was, they were like, yeah, that's coming from the right place, and Stacey's one of them, you know? He might not be having the greatest game, but I think the lads respect what he comes from and what he gives, which is passion, 100% effort. He's the guy you want next to you in the trenches, you know, he's one of them. So that's what I'm looking forward to him bringing, that sort of motivational, come on, you know, like, let's grind it out, let's pull together, demanding more from the players. We've got a lot of talent. It's getting that talent to be displayed and on a regular basis, and I think Stacey's one of them who can help bring that out in players.